You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
Happens all the time. Over the weekend, you do things, you put yourself out there, you try so hard, and then no one even says thank you. No one!
It's like they don't even notice when you do something spectacular for them.
That's right. 1-800-330-9999. What didn't you get credit for this weekend? Raven, I'll tell you what I didn't get credit for because I'm like a little bit upset about it.
Okay. Yeah, that happens sometimes. Maybe a little bit more than a little.
Yeah. Like really upset. Yesterday was pumpkin picking day for my family, and it's a special day for a couple reasons. One, like it's like one of our favorite fall activities, obviously, but we always get beautiful pictures on this day. It's like the one day that I have pictures that I can frame around the house. And, you know, as always, I took a million beautiful pictures of my husband with the girls, and all of them really belong on the walls in our house.
Right? Wonderful, thoughtful, caring. Look at this. Here's Papa Bear with his little cubs,
always.
And everything's lovely.
And then I said to Paul when we got in the car, my husband, I said, hey, did you get any good pictures of me?
Yeah.
And he looked at me. He goes, I think I tried. And I went into his phone.
I think I tried.
There wasn't a single picture of me.
Wow.
Not one. And he actually had given the phone to strangers to take pictures of him and the girls when I went to go get the apple cider donuts. So there was more pictures of him with them.
Magical photos.
Right. And as he was looking through mine, he said, these are beautiful. And I go, yeah, they're always beautiful. And he didn't say, like, thank you for taking nice pictures of me where I took none of you. He didn't say anything at all.
It's pretty sad. We'll give you that credit right now, all right? How's that?
You're simply the best.
I've never taken a photography class in my life.
Right.
But when it comes to my iPhone...
You know how to work the filters and stuff.
Yep, I put it right in portrait mode.
Right.
And all of a sudden...
You're amazing.
I could like have my stuff hanging in a museum somewhere.
Right.
But never does he say thank you for figuring it out. No.
I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry that happened to you.
What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
I brought a... you know those 3-gallon water jugs? The 3-gallon ones that have the spigot built into it?
Yeah.
I brought one of those to the campground while I was man camping this weekend so everybody could wash their hands so you wouldn't be filthy animals for 3 days.
Yeah.
You know what happened?
What?
A third of it was gone when it was all over. We used the rest to put out the fire because I'm the only individual that washed their hands all weekend. I put it there. Nobody noticed. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
Nobody washed their hands. It was absolutely disgusting, actually.
Nobody gave you credit for washing your hands?
That's right. But for them washing their hands, either. I mean, I provided for them.
You did.
I can be your hero, baby.
You thought about people's dirty hands.
That's right.
You were like, you know what? It's COVID times.
You're going to be handling food, all
nastiness,
those things, nothing.
Bears, none of it.
They didn't handle any bears.
Well, in theory, they could have.
They were prepared to.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. What didn't you get credit for this weekend? We'll give you the credit due.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person. Yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
happens every weekend, probably happens every day. You do something above and beyond, and nobody even gives you the credit you deserve. Not so much as a nod or a thank you.
Yeah, sometimes it can be rough. Like when you let that person merge in front of you and you wave them in because they were hesitating, and then you hesitated to let them come in because they hesitated. And maybe they gave you the head nod, maybe they gave you the wave, but when they didn't, oh, it burns me up.
Yep. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
So I'll get this. I took my wife out to dinner for the first time since the pandemic started, and she dropped her mask on the floor. So I let her wear mine. You know, I wore the dirty one, and she didn't even say anything. She acted like it was my job to wear the mask covered in germs, and she wore the clean one.
Oh, we'll give you the credit you deserve. She dropped it right on the floor. He was like, don't worry, babe. I got this.
I mean, somebody
like,
could have spit there an hour earlier.
Exactly. There could have been gum on the floor
That's
six
right.
years ago.
That's
we don't
right.
know.
And now it's just, you know, he's got to wear that all night. He could be smelling something on there. That's not comfortable for anybody.
But don't worry. Her lips are protected. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
I basically packed up a whole downstairs apartment and moved everything with me and my two children all the way upstairs, unpacked everything. Repainted the whole upstairs and repainted the whole downstairs and didn't really get too much credit from my husband.
Huh.
I mean, where the hell was he? First off, where the hell was he? And if he wasn't there to help you do it, how is he not giving you any credit? He needed to come back with a gift. My wife did the yard last week. I told her to pick out a purse. Any purse.
Well, he was working, but the thing is that he broke my other car, so I drive him back and forth to work. So I drive him to work, 45 minutes, go home, start packing, painting, cleaning, and then I go back when he's ready and pick him up, another 45 minutes there, 45 minutes back, come home, and stay up to like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning trying to get the whole house done so we can rent it.
We're going
to
give you the credit you deserve. And you can tell everybody. This is your song. Her husband broke about 7 cars.
I mean, he broke 17 cars.
Yep.
Probably drawn on the walls, it sounds like. I mean, seriously.
She had to paint like 6 times.
Went to his work, and his work is 45 minutes away.
He works so far away.
Get a closer job, bro.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
My wife was out with her girlfriends this past Saturday at a baby shower. And afterwards, I offered to help bring all the gifts back to her friend's house. And they said no, but I offered and nothing.
Yeah.
I get nothing.
Oh, you're going to get that credit now, hero.
He said, hey, listen.
I'll do it.
I got room in the back of this truck.
Yeah, it's a big SUV. Yeah. I'll drive around. We can go to several locations and drop everything off. I mean,
what is that, a bumbo? You put that bumbo right in this trunk.
Given the fact that you didn't make me actually attend this thing, I'm willing to drive the gifts there.
They were like, nah, it's cool.
Nah, it's cool,
they
man.
Didn't
we're
even
all
say
set.
Thank you. Yeah. What didn't you get credit for this weekend? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.